This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 2, Episode 9. Assalamu alaikum, Productive Muslims. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mifra Marif, and I am here today with Episode 9 of the Pre-Ramadan Bootcamp. So in today's episode, what I want to speak about is being specific and very clear. Now, what I mean by this is that in the science of behavioral economics, it states that you're more likely to get things done if you understand why you're doing it. So that's number one, that you understand why you're doing it. And then number two, you're specific with what you want to get done. And three, you know exactly when you want to get it done. So the first one was why, and second one is what, and the third one is when. And so far, with regards to our challenges that we have done so far in this bootcamp, we start off with asking the why we're doing this pre-Ramadan bootcamp. And the second thing we did was setting specific challenges to help you improve in a particular area of your life. So that was number two, which we've done as a group, which is defining the what needs to get done. In today's episode, I want to help you get clear on the when. So when exactly do you want to do this particular challenge that you've committed yourself?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Muhammad Faris, founder of ProductiveMuslim.com. Hey, if you're enjoying this episode and the practical tips within it, then I think you'd enjoy our Productive Ramadan online course. This is a one-stop course for all the practical tips you need to overcome your Ramadan challenges. For example, how do you manage your sleep in Ramadan when Isha is so late and Suhoor is so early? How do you manage your time in Ramadan between work, family, and your spirituality? How to build good habits in Ramadan and destroy bad habits during Ramadan that last after Ramadan? How to manage your work and your work colleagues, and so on and so forth. Check out this practical online course on ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com. That is ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com. Thanks.
So how do you implement this in practice? How do you define the when? First of all, when you look at your three challenges, you need to ask yourself, when will I do this? So if it's a particular time, then you'll need to block that time out in your calendar as though you're making an appointment and then treat it as an important appointment. Secondly, you need to be very specific in your timings. Don't just say something like, I'll spend time with my parents after I come home. Rather, it should be much more specific, like, I'll spend time with my parents after I eat dinner, I wash the dishes and join them for tea in the living room. So you see the difference between them two? The first one was very vague. It's just very unclear what it meant by after I come home. But the second one is like, okay, it's after I eat dinner and wash the dishes and then I'm going to sit down and have tea. So the second one is more vivid. And so the more vivid it is, then the more easier it will be for you to remember and stick to your behavior. And finally, the thing that also needs to be remembered with regards to setting the when in these challenges is that if things don't go as planned or for some reason you're delayed, then take the time to study the reason why it was missed. If it's a one-off excuse, then it's fine. Like say, for example, you wanted to, if we go back to the parents example, then something just came up and it was unavoidable. I mean, one-off excuses is fine. But if it's a pattern, now this is when you need to ask yourself why. For example, if you're always late for the Dhuhr prayer, then try to find the underlying reasons through asking the five whys. Now, what do I mean by the five whys is asking yourself why five times pretty much. So in this case, it would be, you'd be asking yourself, okay, why are you late for Dhuhr? So the answer would be like, oh, because I'm feeling lazy. So the second one is, why are you feeling lazy? And the answer to that can be because I don't feel like praying at that time and can do it later. So then the third why, you ask yourself, why don't you feel like praying on time? And the answer can be, you know, because the shaitan nags at me and tells me that I have more time. And then the fourth why is, why do you listen to the shaitan? Because my iman is not strong enough to overcome his voice. And then the fifth why is your iman not strong enough? And the answer to that possibly can be because I don't realize who Allah is and why my salah is so important. So this is just an example. I'm not saying those were the particular answers to those whys, but it's just the answer you get from when you first ask yourself why compared to the fifth time you ask yourself why, you see a big comparison. and you see an opportunity for you to be able to do something about that. So compared to the first answer, which was, oh, because I'm feeling lazy, compared to the fifth answer, because I don't realize who Allah is and why Salah is important, that just gives you a better insight on to how to overcome this. And that's what we want to do. We want to get to the root of this. Why isn't a particular behavior we want implemented not happening? So I hope that's clear. In this episode today, I want to hear when you are planning to do a particular action. Go ahead and leave a comment on the show notes of this episode by heading over to productivemuslimpodcast.com/S2E9. That stands for season 2, episode 9. So that's productivemuslimpodcast.com/S2E9. And along with that, let me know how you did in your three challenges today. So the spiritual challenge, the physical challenge, and the social challenge. So inshallah, I will speak to you again tomorrow with our next episode. Until then, remember, work hard and be sincere.